Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing an app-solved problem. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to technology and problem-solving. One such topic that has gained popularity in recent years is describe a time when you used an app to solve a problem. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this speaking task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS exam. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's essential to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a time when you used an app to solve a problem. They want to assess your ability to clearly explain a situation, describe the problem you faced, explain how you used technology, specifically an app, to solve the issue, reflect on the experience and its impact. Now, let's break down the IELTS speaking test structure and see how this topic might be addressed in each part. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about technology and apps. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Do you often use apps on your smartphone? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Yes, I use apps quite frequently. I find them incredibly useful for various aspects of my daily life. From managing my schedule to staying connected with friends and family, I'd say I rely on at least 5 to 6 apps on a regular basis. What kind of apps do you find most helpful? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I find productivity apps particularly beneficial. For instance, I use a task management app that helps me prioritize my workload and stay organized. Additionally, I'm quite fond of language learning apps, as they allow me to improve my linguistic skills on the go, which is incredibly convenient given my busy schedule. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a time when you used an app to solve a problem. You should say what the problem was, which app you used, how the app helped you solve the problem, and explain how you felt about using the app to solve the problem. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I used an app to solve a problem during a recent trip abroad. The issue I faced was navigating through a foreign city where I didn't speak the local language. The app I used was Google Maps, which proved to be an absolute lifesaver in this situation. What made it particularly helpful was its ability to work offline, as I had downloaded the city map beforehand. The app assisted me in multiple ways. Firstly, it provided turn-by-turn navigation, which was crucial as I was trying to find my way to my accommodation from the airport. Secondly, it helped me locate nearby restaurants and attractions, which made exploring the city much easier and more enjoyable. Using the app to solve my navigation problems made me feel both relieved and empowered. It was a huge relief to know that I could find my way around without having to constantly ask for directions, especially given the language barrier. Moreover, it gave me a sense of independence and confidence to explore the city on my own terms. Overall, this experience really highlighted the positive impact technology can have on our daily lives, especially when facing challenges in unfamiliar environments. Sample answer, Band. I'd like to share an experience where I utilized an app to address a significant challenge I encountered during my recent relocation to a new city. The problem I faced was finding suitable accommodation that met my specific requirements and budget constraints. The app I employed to tackle this issue was Zillow, a comprehensive real estate marketplace app. What sets this app apart is its user-friendly interface and powerful search filters, which proved to be invaluable in my housing search. The app played a pivotal role in resolving my accommodation dilemma in several ways. Firstly, it allowed me to set precise parameters for my search, including price range, desired neighborhoods, and specific amenities. This feature significantly streamlined the process, saving me countless hours of fruitless searching. Secondly, the app provided detailed information and virtual tours for each property, which was particularly beneficial given the social distancing measures in place at the time. Utilizing this app to solve my housing problem left me feeling both relieved and impressed. The relief stemmed from finding a suitable place to live in a relatively short time frame, which alleviated a considerable amount of stress associated with moving to a new city. I was impressed by how technology could simplify such a complex task and provide such a wealth of information at my fingertips. This experience reinforced my appreciation for innovative technology and its capacity to address real-world challenges. It also made me reflect on how such apps are revolutionizing traditional industries and empowering individuals to make informed decisions more efficiently. Follow-up questions. How often do you use apps to solve problems in your daily life? Sample answer, band 8-9. I find myself turning to apps for problem-solving on a daily basis. Whether it's using a language translation app to overcome communication barriers, a financial management app to track my expenses and budget effectively, or a meditation app to manage stress and improve my mental well-being, I've integrated various apps into my routine to address different challenges. This frequent use of apps has significantly enhanced my productivity and helped me navigate various aspects of my life more efficiently. Do you think people rely too much on apps nowadays? Sample answer. While apps undoubtedly offer numerous benefits, I believe there's a fine line between utilization and over-reliance. On one hand, apps have revolutionized how we approach problem-solving, making information and tools readily accessible. However, excessive dependence on apps can potentially stifle critical thinking and problem-solving skills. It's crucial to strike a balance, using apps as tools to augment our capabilities rather than as crutches that inhibit our own cognitive development. Ultimately, the key lies in leveraging technology judiciously while maintaining our ability to think independently and creatively. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How has technology changed the way we solve problems in everyday life? Sample answer, band 8-9. Technology has fundamentally transformed our approach to problem solving in numerous ways. Firstly, it has dramatically increased the speed and efficiency with which we can address issues. For instance, tasks that once required hours of manual calculation or research can now be completed in minutes using specialized software or apps. Moreover, technology has democratized access to information and expertise. Through online forums, video tutorials, and AI-powered assistants, individuals can now tap into a vast pool of knowledge to tackle complex problems that might have previously required professional intervention. However, this technological revolution in problem-solving is not without its drawbacks. There's a risk of over-reliance on digital solutions, which could potentially erode our innate problem-solving abilities. Additionally, the abundance of information available can sometimes lead to analysis paralysis, where the sheer volume of data makes decision-making more challenging. Nevertheless, I believe the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. Technology has empowered individuals to take control of various aspects of their lives, from health management to financial planning, in ways that were previously unimaginable. The key is to use technology as a tool to enhance our problem-solving capabilities, rather than as a replacement for critical thinking and creativity. Do you think future generations will become too dependent on technology for problem-solving? Sample answer. This is a nuanced issue that requires careful consideration. On one hand, as technology becomes increasingly integrated into our daily lives, there's a valid concern that future generations might become overly reliant on digital solutions. This dependency could potentially atrophy certain cognitive skills, particularly those related to manual problem solving and critical thinking. However, I believe it's important to view this trend in a broader context. Each generation adapts to and leverages the tools of its time. Just as previous generations incorporated calculators or computers into their problem-solving processes, future generations will likely develop new cognitive frameworks that seamlessly integrate technological tools. The key lies in education and awareness. It's crucial that we teach future generations not just how to use technology, but also how to think critically about its application. This includes understanding the limitations of technological solutions and knowing when human intuition and creativity are necessary. Moreover, as technology evolves, the nature of problems we face as a society also changes. Future generations may need to tackle complex, multifaceted issues that require a combination of technological proficiency and uniquely human skills, like empathy and ethical reasoning. In conclusion, while there's a risk of overdependence, I'm optimistic that future generations will develop a symbiotic relationship with technology. They'll likely become adept at leveraging digital tools to enhance their problem-solving capabilities while still maintaining the critical human elements of innovation and creativity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's essential to use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your response. Streamline, threem verb, to make a system or organization more effective and efficient by employing faster or simpler working methods. Example, the app streamlined my job search process, saving me countless hours. Invaluable, vulnerable, adjective, extremely useful, indispensable. Example, the translation feature of the app proved invaluable during my travels. Revolutionize, revue verb, to change something radically or fundamentally. Example, ride-sharing apps have revolutionized urban transportation. Innovative, adjective, featuring new methods, advanced and original. Example, the innovative design of the app made it stand out from its competitors. Mitigate, verb, to make less severe, serious, or painful. Example, the budgeting app helped me mitigate my financial stress. User-friendly, U-friendly, adjective, easy to use or understand. Example, the app's user-friendly interface made navigation a breeze. Optimize, verb, to make the best or most effective use of a situation or resource. Example, the productivity app helped me optimize my daily schedule. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing technology and problem solving, keep these tips in mind. Provide specific examples. Instead of speaking generally, give detailed accounts of your experiences with apps and problem solving. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions to demonstrate your language proficiency. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Show critical thinking. Don't just describe the app and problem, reflect on the experience and its broader implications. Structure your answer. Especially in part 2, organize your response logically, addressing all parts of the question. Engage with the topic. Show genuine interest and enthusiasm when discussing technology and its impact on problem solving. By following these strategies and utilizing the sample answers provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about using apps to solve problems in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to improving your performance and achieving a high band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our article on describing a new tool or software you learn to use. Additionally, to broaden your perspective on problem solving, you might find our piece on describing a time when you found a creative solution to a problem helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.